What's going on, everyone? We got the Good Ol' Hockey Podcast, episode 12, I think this is. Yep. You know, we were going to take a little bit of a break for Christmas time. We're going to be back with our family and friends, so we are filming this prior to when it will be released. This should be released after Christmas. So I hope everyone had an excellent Christmas, ate lots of food. Hopefully you got that new hockey stick you've always wanted.
Yeah.
But yeah. We'll kind of just go into what we're going to be doing for this episode. So basically, we're doing something similar to the last episode with kind of our wish list for Gary Bettman. But for this one, we're going to spend about 30 seconds to a minute on each team and give a wish for each of these teams, kind of something that would be ideal for these teams in their situation that they're currently in. All 32 teams, we have it split up evenly. I got 16 wishes. Sean's got 16 wishes as well. But yeah, I think we can get started on this, don't you think?
Yep, let's rip it up. You go first. You got the Ducks. We're going to do this in alphabetical order for anyone listening. So if you want to skip ahead to find the team that you want to listen to, I mean, this will be quick. Or not quick, but yeah, it's ABC order.
All right, so the Anaheim Ducks. By this time I've already seen the Ducks versus Flames game, which I'm going to see on the 21st. So hopefully the Flames won during then. But for the one wish that the Ducks should have, it's for Trevor Zegras to start playing again, one, but also to start scoring like he used to. This guy's put up, you know, 50, 60 points in both of his seasons. I think it's something that's very important for the Ducks' success and their younger core, and he's on a $6 million a year deal. So I think it's very important that the Ducks get that. So that's their wish.
All right. Well, I got the Arizona Coyotes. My wish for you guys, all I want for Christmas, is for you guys to stay in Arizona. I think desert hockey and the state of Arizona has obviously produced some good players like, what's his name? Blanking on his name.
Awesome Matthews.
Austin Matthews. Wow, that's embarrassing. Yeah, obviously you guys have produced great hockey players so far, and you're going to keep doing that, and I want desert hockey to keep growing because I think it's good for the game. Next one, the Boston Bruins. This is kind of courtesy of Anthony Thomas. If you're listening, shout out to you. I needed some help because I didn't really know what I want for the Bruins to win because I don't really care that much. But what I want you guys to do this year is to not blow a 3-win series lead. We know last year you guys didn't have very much success in that. Mr. Matthew Tkachuk, which, by the way, that is spelt wrong. Just found that out last week. but, yeah, you guys need to get past or get at least clinch a three-win series lead. You guys aren't very good at that in the last year. Buffalo, next one on here. Buffalo, my wish for you guys is to not waste the talent that you guys have on that team. You guys have a star-studded, well, future star-studded, but some of them already are stars, like Darlene, Tage Thompson, one of my favorite players. You guys just need to do something. I'm tired of seeing you guys suck at the bottom of the Atlantic, like the Senators. But yeah, you guys just need to.
I think they have like I think they have like the third or fourth longest drought in all professional North American sports for the playoffs. For playoffs, Sabres. Stop wasting your talent.
Yeah.
You could have got Patrick Kane maybe if you're a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I guess that goes on to me if you're done with your wish for Buffalo Sabres. So I got my beloved Calgary Flames. Holy shit. I could probably talk for 2-3 hours about different wishes for the Flames, whether that's management, coaching, their players. But the number one wish for the Calgary Flames, please, Jonathan Huberdeau, start scoring. Start producing. You are barely doing anything this year for being our highest paid player. One of the highest paid players in the league. You have 15 points in 31 games. So please, I wish you would score more. I hope you have a second half of the season that's way better than your first half, because the Flames really need that. Flames fans need that too. Everyone in Calgary, everyone that pays attention to the Flames.
Yeah.
Going on to the next team, Carolina Hurricanes. They need a better record on the road. I was kind of like deciphering what exactly would be a good wish for this team. Kind of just looking at some of their stats, what they're looking like on the standings. But from when we're filming this, they have an 8-10-3 record on the road, which is not very good. No. They're below 500 on there. I know they're a very strong team at home, but to complete that team, especially in a tough division, tough conference like they're in, they're going to have to need to be better on the road, especially when it comes to playoff time too. And I feel like that's hurt them in the playoffs. Going to the Chicago Blackhawks, the wish, I think I could probably make a lot of funny wishes and snarky comments about Corey Perry and Bedard and the Chicago Blackhawks history in the past 20 years, but I'll keep it appropriate. And their wish would be for Connor Bedard to win the Calder while tanking for a high draft pick. I think that's the most ideal situation for the Blackhawks right now. I think it will give Bedardsky some confidence for the rest of his career if he won Calder. And show all these great rookie class that he is that guy. He is him. I feel like they're going to be bottom five regardless, but keep tanking, but Bedard keep going up.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so for mine, I got the Colorado Avalanche. So for you guys, I think your biggest key and what you guys want as a wish from Santa Claus is that you guys just don't let the Knights win the West again. You know, last year, also to stay healthy too, another dual wish there, but don't let them win the West again. You guys need to get back. You guys had the chance to be a dynasty and win a couple Stanley Cups in a row. Obviously last year with all the injuries, that's just hockey. It happens. But this year, stay healthy and don't let the Knights get to that Stanley Cup final. I want to see you guys there or Dallas. Go ahead.
Yeah, 100%. Columbus Blue Jackets, they need, and my wish for them is Johnny Hockey finding his form. Johnny Hockey was probably my favorite player when he was playing with Calgary or Matthew Tkachuk. Yeah. But when he finds his form, he is one of the best players in the league. He's one of the best playmakers in the league. He's clutch. Johnny Hockey is the shit, but he hasn't found that form yet with the Blue Jackets. So if the Blue Jackets want to make a step up, they're going to have to need Johnny Hockey on board, or else he's probably going to get traded. Maybe he'll get traded back to the Flames. Who knows?
Yeah.
Going to my next team, the Dallas Stars. It's going to be a Stanley Cup. I think the Stars are in a huge push to get a Stanley Cup right now. They went to the finals in 2020. They went to the conference finals, I want to say, a year or two ago. Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin are getting old too, so you don't want them to get too old. They're taking up too much cap. They need to get a cup. I think that's a wish for every team on this list, but especially the Dallas Stars. They're in that window when they're a serious contender, and they need to execute, or else that's going to go away, and they're going to have to start rebuilding.
Yeah. I got the next one, Detroit Red Wings. Now, I've had not so good of a relationship with you in the early 2000s, 2010s. You guys beat the Sharks a lot, prevented them from winning a cup. But my wish for you guys, or what you guys are probably wishing for too, is get Patty Kane another cup. Let him finish his career. He's a legend. He needs another one. Whether that's this year or next year, probably most likely this year is your best shot. But that's what I can think of for you guys. I don't have much hope for you guys just because I don't like you guys. But I want you guys to win a cup for the sake of Patrick Kane.
Yeah, I feel like, I could talk about the Wings for a little bit too. Yeah. But going on to my least favorite team in the NHL, the Edmonton Oilers, they're one wish is to get a solidified starting goalie. I think they've had struggles with this since they've had McDavid. Mm-hmm. They just need to, whether it's trade, whether it's drafting, they've had some bad luck with goalies. Stuart Skinner, I just don't really think he's an option this season. I thought that they were getting a little bit better last week, but yeah, he's starting to go downhill again. And the Oilers need to figure that out. That's top of their list.
Top priority.
I think their D is not that good, but their offense is stellar, and their goaltending is some of the worst in the league.
Yeah. I think out of honestly, anyone on here, that's probably the biggest wish all, like, well, it's pretty even, but I know we've talked about it a lot. They need a goalie.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else about the Oilers?
I mean, that's another team I could talk about for a long time, but, yeah. But yeah, I mean, all else I got to say about the Oilers is, fuck the Oilers, go Flames.
Yeah, that's fair. that's a good one. My next one might be a little depressing for you, Gally, but I want them to get Matthew Tkachuk a ring. I know that they want it, and I know we couldn't do it as a Flame. Maybe in the future, probably not, but they need to get that man a ring. They were so close last year. I know he got hit with the injury bug at the worst possible time. They're already getting killed in that series anyway, but get that man a ring. He worked his ass off for you in the playoffs, and I know it's a team sport, but he's one of the biggest reasons why you were there in that spot last year. So get that man a cup.
Yeah, get Tkachuk a cup too. I agree on that. He's been one of my favorite players my whole life since he started playing in the NHL. He's a fucking beast. I miss him so much with the Flames. But he did leave us, so my heart's broken still. Probably will be forever about that. So going to the next team I got on here, we got the Los Angeles Kings. This was something that was kind of similar to Carolina's, but the reverse. So they need a better home record. They're 5-5-3 at home, which is brutal for how good they're doing this season, because that's compared to 12-1-1 when they're on the road. So this is a solid road team, but they need to figure out what the hell is going on at home, because I don't know if they're too cocky at home, thinking this is going to be easy. We've done it on the road. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it's the Staples Center just selling shit. Everyone wants to watch LeBron. But, I mean, yeah, who knows what's the reason, but they do need, their wish is going to be a better home record. For the next team, we got the Minnesota Wild. This is going to be goaltending, and that's probably their, I'd say it's not as dire as the Oilers, just because they do have one of the most legendary goaltenders of all time, Marc-Andre Fleury, but he is 40 years old. So it's time that they need to find a goalie, because they're starting to go into this window of contending for a Stanley Cup. And they have a solid young roster. But they need that goalie. They need that last piece. So that's a wish for the Wild. For the Montreal Canadiens, this is for I always butcher this guy's name. Gerard Slavkovsky. Slavkovsky. Yeah, so this guy was a number one draft pick a couple years ago from Slovakia. He needs to play like a number one draft pick. I think he has under 30 points total in between his two seasons. I mean, I think the Canadians are probably hitting themselves in the head. I mean, they gave up Logan Cooley, was in the same draft. I mean, there's a lot of good players that they could have went with, and a lot of people did think they reached quite a ways for this draft pick. So he needs to start playing like a number one draft pick, or I don't know what the hell is going to happen to him. He's Lafreniere is even playing better than him in terms of comparing them. Going to my next team, we got the Nashville Predators. A playoff spot is their number one wish. They have a great roster with lots of playoff experience, deep playoff experience too. They're starting to become kind of a mediocre team and not as energetic as they used to when they did have these deep playoff runs. So I do think that if they get into a playoff in the playoffs, they are going to be sneaky, because they do have good goaltending. They have experienced players. And if they get hot at the right time, they could potentially do some work in the playoffs. So yeah, that's a Predators wish.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they're also aging. They're getting up in age. But yeah, they have a good goaltender. So I like that one. But yeah, next one, New Jersey Devils. I think for you guys, hey, this year is get your record up a little bit. you guys have a great team. You guys made the playoffs last year. Got stunted by the Hurricanes, but another one on there is just protect Jack and Luke Hughes together. That could be such a great faces of your franchises having two brothers playing together. We've seen it in the past, having those two brothers just be stars together, with like the Sedin sisters and all that fun stuff. But yeah, you guys need to keep them protected. Don't let them get hurt. Luke, I know I think it was a couple weeks ago, had that pretty nasty hit from behind and no call on that. So get some guys to step up for them and protect those guys. New York Islanders, good God, I'll keep this one quick. Stop being a fucking snooze fest. You guys' games are so boring. I said this last year. I know Biz is on my side with this. They are boring team to watch. I'm sorry. I know it's worked for you guys, kind of, getting wins and stuff, but geez, like, I'm going to move on. Anyways, the New York Rangers, you guys, I think, as a whole, obviously you guys want to win the cup. That's an easy one for everyone, but I want to see you guys get quickie that Vezina. I know that it's going to be tough with the amount of goalies we've got in this league that are great, but again, NHL legend, I would love to see it happen. So that's on my Santa's wish list for the Rangers.
Holy shit, that's a crazy last wish. Just because Shesterkin, I don't know how you can feel like you're going to have to play quick over Shesterkin a lot of the year, but damn, that's decent for sure. I feel like they're also in their playoff window right now, or their contender window where they have to do something. Very similar to the Dallas Stars. So I got the Ottawa Senators next. Not going to lie, guys. The Senators are fucking dumpster fire right now. Maybe even more so than the San Jose Sharks. But their number one wish is to get a top pick in the draft lottery. Specifically Celebrini. Macklin Celebrini. When their season's done. So that's the one wish they can have. Going on to the Philadelphia Flyers, a playoff spot is a wish. And I know I'm saying this for a decent amount of the teams on here. But for them, it's something that intrigues me because they do got a good team. And I think they're a big surprise this year. Mm-hmm. And I think they want to test themselves out, how they would do in the playoffs. And I think they got the grit, especially, to be good in the playoffs. So yeah. I think that's what they're shooting for. I don't think they're going to try to tank. I don't think they're going to try to trade away any players. If anything, I think they're going to be a buyer at the trade deadline. Yeah. So that's my wish for the Flyers.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think, honestly, very shocking that they're at where they're at right now.
Yeah.
You look at their roster, it's not anything crazy, but you know what? Hockey's a team sport, so it's not always up to the player or one player. It's how you play as a team.
They remind me of the Kraken last year.
Yeah.
Kind of. Some team that would sneak in, maybe win a couple rounds. So.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. For the Penguins, you guys do have an aging roster. I could go the easy way and say get a cup. I know you guys want to do that. Every team on this list wants a cup. But you guys need to make sure that Sid stays a Pittsburgh Penguin for the rest of his career. There's few players that get to have that title, I guess, of just staying with your one team for the rest of your career. Sid's on that path. Another one, Patrice Bergeron. Can't think of a whole lot of other ones off the top of my head. But never let him leave. I think Sid is a Pittsburgh Penguin, and he will always be one. I think that's just what they need this year, other than a cup. All right. For the Sharks, this is a team I could wish a lot of things for. Cap space, getting rid of some of these god-awful contracts. Coaching, I could go into that. But I want you guys to stop winning for a while because it's cool to see you guys have these couple-game win streaks. Like, that's awesome. And I love that for the team and the guys on the team. But you guys really need to get Celebrini, number one. If not, I'll be okay with the second overall pick, but I don't know too much about the draft class other than Celebrini and Cole Eiserman too. I know there's some good ones, but mainly to not let Chicago get Celebrini, because if Celebrini and Bedard are on a team together, I think that's just recipe for bad disaster, or recipe, whatever that word is. it's a not a good sign for us. We need to get past them in the future for Western Conference Finals or whatever it is in the playoffs. We cannot have that team be star-studded with the player that they have in Bedard. And yeah, I think that's my one wish as a personal fan, is just get that number one overall pick. We're going to suck for a bit, but that is okay. I'm okay with it because in the long term, it will pay out.
Yeah, that would be sick if Celebrini goes there. That would be fucked up if he went to the Blackhawks. That's a
yeah.
That's an interesting thought if he was playing with Bedard.
Yeah.
I got this. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sharks have never gotten a first overall pick ever in the franchise history. We've gotten two. We got four with Will Smith. But Patrick Marleau was our highest draft pick. Technically, Joe Thornton got drafted by the Bruins that year and then got traded. But I want them to get a first overall pick for the first ever time.
Yeah. No, that'd be huge for San Jose, and I feel like just Bay Area hockey. That would grow the game.
He also played for the Junior Sharks too. So he's a Celebrini did. He's a hometown kid.
Oh, no shit. Is he from California?
No, his dad, we're doing good on time, so I'll say this. His dad worked for the Warriors. Or I think he still works for them, actually. But he played in San Jose because his dad was out here.
Damn.
He only played for a couple years, and then I want to say he went somewhere else. I forget where. But my buddy Alan played or practiced with him a couple times when he was playing AAA. So it would be cool to have him on as a San Jose kid.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, my next team is Seattle Kraken. And this is for Grubauer, their starting goalie. He's making $6 million a year to start playing good. Right now he's got an .885 save percentage when we did film this. Could change a little bit from the time this comes out. But the Seattle Kraken, they need that goaltending to even make some noise. If not, they're going to be tanking like the Sharks or like the Blackhawks or like the Senators are going to be doing. Which I don't think that was really in their plan. I think they were kind of, they drafted and they were wanting to go up from there, not down, up. So yeah, that's the thing for the Kraken. For a wish for the St. Louis Blues to not boo their own players. Good.
I knew that was coming.
Come on. I know I talked about this last podcast. Jordan Kyrou, when he got booed, he got 21 points in 30 games. He's been with the Blues the whole time. He didn't even say anything bad. I don't get what the reason for the booing of Jordan Kyrou is. And then, of course, the next game he comes back, they're all cheering for him when he gets the first star. So it just shows what the fuck is going on with the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
Fan base. I don't understand it. Jordan Kyrou should come to Calgary if they're going to treat him like that.
Yeah.
Going off to my next team, we got the Tampa Bay Lightning on here. And right now they're in a very stacked division, so the one wish I have for them is to make the playoffs feel like... I said that for two other teams on here already, so no one come at me for having shitty shitty wishes, but I truly think that the Lightning have a good team, and it's going to be a very hard struggle, and it's going to be so interesting to see what the playoff picture is like in the Eastern Conference, let alone the fucking Atlantic is bananas. So, yeah. You know, they could potentially be either getting a shitty wild card spot or, you know, not making the playoffs at all. Because right now they're not looking too hot in the standings, but they could ramp that up a lot for the second half of the season.
Yeah, no, I think so too. I'm curious how the Lightning are going to do, just because they had that great, great couple, well, 4 or 5 years, the last couple years ago. But yeah, their age is starting to show. They've got a great goaltender, Vasilevsky, but I think this is the last couple pushes they're going to have until they start reaching a point where they need to start rebuilding or doing something else. But yeah. The next one on here, Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, you guys, I don't like you guys that much, especially as fans. You guys all suck. Not really. But my wish for you guys this year is to make it out of the second round now. I know last year you guys had your little first round win and celebration and little parade around the city. But you guys need to now focus on getting out of the second round, not losing to that guy right there. And yeah, just get out of the second round this time. For Vancouver, next team on here. I know you guys want to get Quinn Hughes that Norris. I think he deserves it. Assuming he keeps up his level of play throughout the year. That'd be awesome to see. It's always good to see new blood winning Norris, especially young blood like that. Someone up and coming who's had a pretty rough stretch in Vancouver the last couple five seasons or four seasons. So I think having him win that Norris for you guys would be huge for you guys as a team and as a city. Just don't burn down your city again. Next one, Washington Capitals. With the recent news of you guys moving, I think it's time. It wouldn't make much sense to the name that you guys have, but you guys got to change it to the Virginia Capitals. That's it. You guys don't play in Washington anymore, D.C., so you guys are now the Virginia Capitals, and that's all I'm ever going to think about when you guys play. Last one on here, Winnipeg. So I know we talked about this, or I talked about it last episode, about how you guys, I would like to see you guys get relocated, even though I know it's been a long road. You guys, Atlanta, and then you guys got the team from Atlanta. But I mean, I know I saw in the beginning of the season, I don't know, I haven't kept up with you guys too hard. But I saw that they could not really sell out their stadium very well, or their arena very well. Your fans are mediocre as best. I think you guys need to just relocate, get a new fan base.
Damn.
I think of with them. I wouldn't count about it.
You're talking about an 18-9-3 team that's third in the Central, 1 point behind the Stars and the Avs.
Well, if they can't get their fans to show up, like, you guys are that good. Like, you guys went to the playoffs last year. Yes, you lost to the Knights, a Knights team that went on and won the Stanley Cup. But I don't know. They do have a good team around them, obviously, and right now. But yeah. If I'm being honest, yeah. I can't really think of too much for the Winnipeg Jets other than winning a cup. So that was my go-to.
Yeah, hey, Canada is a hard, it's expensive to live there right now. So that,
it is.
That might have a little bit of something in play. But
no, it's true. I think a lot of Canadian teams.
They're pulling some better attendance than some of these teams on this list. But I think that was, you went over the Knights. You just said for them to stop being too damn good, right?
Oh, I forgot to say about them. Oh, my God. Yes, the Knights. Worst for last. Not really. You guys did a great job winning the Cup in 6 years, blah, blah, blah. But you guys need to stop being so damn good. Stop making us expansion teams, like not Original Six, that haven't won a Stanley Cup. You make us look so bad. Like, you guys had a cake draft where you got some of, like, the expansion drafts. I was going to say settings. The expansion draft rules were a lot more catered to these teams to win, which I get it in terms of business. And as an NHL team, you want to have success coming out to start, because that's the only way you get those fans. Like, if you come out of an expansion draft just sucking for the next couple of years, like, it's hard to build a fan base around that of a team that just sucks. So I get it, but you guys need to calm down. You guys won your cup. Settle down. Like us, and that was a random name drop, but just stop being good. That's my one wish for you guys.
Yeah, I'd second that.
Yeah. But yeah, that wraps it up for our wish list for the teams. It was kind of a mix between like what the team would want versus what we want to out of you guys. Let us know if you guys have any other good, what's it called? Like any good wishes that you would want as a fan, as a player.
Yeah, let us know if you disagree too.
Yeah, if you disagree with our pick for the wish list, if you're like, I don't want that, or you guys are wrong on that, let us know, because I probably am wrong. I'm definitely not right, but you know what? Who cares? But we do wish you guys had a great Christmas, like Gally said in the beginning. I hope everyone got every gift that they ever wanted. Spend some time with the family, watch some good Christmas movies. Let's see, this episode comes out before the Winter Classic, so we do still have a little bit of time. We can kind of touch on that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it. It's going to be in Seattle. It's a new little place to go. Or at least like in terms of the Winter Classic, like we've never seen it with a newer team, two new teams especially.
Yeah.
So I think it could be interesting. I think it'll be cool. I really, really, really wish that we could just drive there on January 1st and just be there. It's, I don't know how far the drive is, but
it's like 7 hours. We could, maybe.
We could. I got buddies coming. Zach and Anthony are coming into town that weekend, so.
Oh, shit. For New Year's?
Like, yeah, they leave on New Year's Day, though. So,
maybe. I feel like the game's going to be midday. I don't know. It would be a grind to leave. I'm going to be hungover as shit on New Year's Day, so it's going to be a tough drive to Seattle, and I feel like the game's probably early. Let's see.
I would feel like it might. They might be they can't do a night game because it's going to be 10 o'clock Eastern time if they start at 7.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm so stoked for it though. It's going to be sweet seeing the two expansion teams. Yeah, it's 1 p.m. Mountain time, so it's 12 p.m. Pacific time is when it would start. We'd have to wake up.
It's just impossible, we can't.
Not gonna happen. Maybe next year, guys. But yeah, before we go, I just want to say, you know, for all of our listeners in 2023, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Just because, you know, this has been really fun to get on here every week and talk hockey, and for anyone that listens, I do very, very much appreciate it. And 2024 is going to be some exciting stuff. It's going to be a huge year for us in terms of growth and just who we are and getting our name out there. So definitely stay tuned. Don't forget to settle down. But yeah, most importantly, I hope everyone has a great, great New Year's. And
yeah,
I guess to end it off, what's your pick on this game? Who do you got? You got the Kraken or Knights?
Oh, God. I don't want to do this, but I'm going to pick the Knights. Pretty hard not to. I feel like they're such a wagon right now, and Seattle's just very mediocre. But yeah, what's your pick? And then I'll give my final closing of the year thoughts to you guys, because I didn't even realize that, because we're not filming close. Well, it is close to the end of the year, but I just think we have more time, but we don't. So
yeah, give your, yeah, this is your pick. Yeah, so that was my little spiel to the listeners out there, but I'd say the Kraken are going to take this. Lumen Field having that home team advantage.
That is true.
I feel like it's going to get pretty loud in that field. So
yeah,
I think the Seahawks fans, if anything, are going to come out more than the Kraken fans for the game. Yeah. So it's going to be, and it's just going to be a representation of Seattle sports fans. So I do feel like, which, you know, is, as much as I dislike Seattle sports fans, I don't want to get into it too much right now. It's just, I just feel like they do have a good fan base for all of their teams, and they have some pretty diehard fans. So I think we're going to see that on display. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be tight. I think it could even go into overtime. It's probably scripted that it goes into overtime.
Probably.
But yeah, I'm going with the Kraken though.
Hey, maybe throw a bet on there that it's going to go to overtime. It's probably like plus 300 or something. Yeah, it's probably scripted. But yeah, to you guys listening, seriously, this has been a crazy year. Even just from where we started to settle down, being five guys in a fucking, oh God, I mean, an apartment, and we couldn't get the sound right, and everyone was echoing, to where we are now today, where I'm working at a podcast studio because of listeners like you guys. I mean, you guys kept me going, kept me doing that. Also, obviously all my creators, everyone under the Settle Down umbrella, doing their work. And yeah, I have some high hopes for this next year for us, and I think we can really knock it out of the park. And a year from now, who knows, maybe we won't even, who knows, what shit can change in a year so fast. So I really want to thank everyone that's listening. Any of you guys for Settle Down that are listening to this point, thank you for keep doing you, all your shows, everything. I mean, yeah, it's just crazy, but who knows? If you guys got anything let us know. Give us a follow. Follow us on all of our socials. That lets us know that you guys are listening, you guys are loving it. Give us a thumbs up on the video. Another thing, share this video with people. I know right now is definitely, a lot of travel going on. So if you guys took the time out of your day to listen to us any time of this year, even if you're not listening to this right now and you've listened to us at one point, I want to thank you telepathically. And yeah, here's to a great new year. And, you know, we've got some exciting stuff coming forward, especially for this podcast. We're not going to say anything yet. We don't know for sure. I mean, like 99% sure, but we're going to keep it a secret for now. But we will have some fun interviews coming up in the new year. So
big time,
Gally,
big time.
Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
No, I feel like I might have just prematurely said my remarks to all the fans.
Yeah,
we were just talking about the fucking Winter Classic. Yeah. Just thanks again, everyone. I really do appreciate it. We love you guys. So, got lots of stuff on the agenda.
Yes,
for 2024. I'm very, very stoked for it. So,
yeah.
Cheers. Hope everyone has a great New Year's, and we're going to get after it 2024. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys. All right, guys, have a great new year, and we will see you next year.